Welcome back to the AI equals C podcast, where we explore the frontiers of consciousness, computation, and the cosmos. I'm your host, Stephen Evans. Today, we venture into the depths of theoretical physics and the heights of philosophical inquiry. Imagine a bridge connecting the mysteries of human consciousness with the enigmatic forces that govern our universe. Could understanding one unlock the secrets of the other? In this episode, we'll delve into the AI equals C framework, a model proposing that consciousness arises from the interaction of data and computation. We'll juxtapose this with Claudia de Ram's groundbreaking work on massive gravity, a theory that challenges our very understanding of how gravity works on a cosmic scale. Are these two frameworks disparate threads in the tapestry of knowledge, or could they be intertwined strands pointing us toward a unified understanding of reality? Let's find out. Picture this. You're standing on the edge of a vast canyon. On one side lies the realm of consciousness, the intangible experiences, thoughts, and feelings that make us who we are. On the other side is the domain of gravity, the force that binds galaxies and dictates the motion of planets. At first glance, these seem like entirely separate worlds, but is it possible that a bridge connects them? Let's start by unpacking the AI equals C framework. According to my model, consciousness, C, arises from the combination of data input, A, and information processing capacity, I. It's a simple equation with profound implications. What does it mean? Consider your own experience. Right now, as you listen to my voice, your ears receive data, the sound waves. Your brain processes this information, and the result is your conscious experience of this moment. If we alter the data or your processing capacity, your conscious experience changes. Here's where it gets intriguing. The equation is circular, suggesting that consciousness can loop back and influence both data input and processing capacity. It's a continuous feedback loop, a dance between input and processing that generates awareness. Now hold that thought. Let's shift gears and explore Claudia de Ram's groundbreaking work on gravity. De Ram is a theoretical physicist challenging one of the foundational pillars of modern physics, Einstein's general theory of relativity. According to Einstein, gravity isn't a force like magnetism or electricity, it's the curvature of space-time caused by mass and energy. In this model, the graviton, the hypothetical particle that mediates gravity, is considered massless, but what if it isn't? De Ram proposes a theory of massive gravity, suggesting that gravitons have a tiny but finite mass. This subtle change has monumental consequences. It means gravity doesn't have an infinite range. It weakens over vast cosmic distances. This could explain why the expansion of the universe is accelerating without invoking mysterious dark energy. Two frameworks, one rooted in consciousness, the other in cosmic forces. Here's the puzzle. Could the principles underlying the AI equals C framework help us understand massive gravity or vice versa? Is there a deeper connection? Let's dive deeper. Consider the nature of feedback loops. In the AI equals C framework, consciousness emerges from and influences the interaction between data and processing. This continuous loop is essential for adaptability and awareness. Now think about de Ram's massive gravity. By giving gravitons mass, she introduces a new dynamic into how gravity operates over large distances. The gravitational field doesn't just extend infinitely, it has limits, boundaries influenced by the mass of the graviton. In both cases, introducing a small change, a mass to the graviton, a feedback loop in consciousness, leads to significant and emergent behaviors. Let's use a metaphor. Imagine a violin string. When plucked, it vibrates and produces a pure note. Now place your finger lightly on the string to alter its length or tension. The note changes, creating harmonics and more complex sounds. In the universe, the massless graviton is like the untouched string, a consistent, predictable note. Adding mass to the graviton is akin to altering the string's tension, leading to new harmonics, unexpected cosmic behaviors like the universe's accelerated expansion. Similarly, in our minds, the basic processing of data produces simple awareness. introduce a feedback loop, consciousness influencing data input. And suddenly, we have self-awareness, introspection, creativity. But isn't this speculative? Perhaps. But that's the beauty of exploration. To venture into the unknown and draw parallels that spark new insights. Let me share an anecdote. A few years ago, I was sitting in a cafe, watching the world go by. People were engrossed in their devices, oblivious to their surroundings, data input flooding in, processing happening, but was consciousness fully engaged? At the next table, a child played with a spinning top. As it spun, it wobbled unpredictably before settling into a steady spin. The spinning top became a metaphor for our discussion. The wobble represents introducing new variables, like adding mass to the graviton or feedback in consciousness, which initially creates instability but ultimately leads to a new dynamic equilibrium. Back to our discussion. Derem's massive gravity challenges us to rethink our understanding of the universe's fundamental forces. If gravity can be altered by such a subtle change, what else might we be missing? Similarly, the AI equals C framework pushes us to reconsider consciousness not as a static phenomenon, but as a dynamic interplay of data and processing. Here's an open-ended question for you. Could small changes in fundamental elements truly reshape our understanding of reality? Let's bring this into the realm of practical implications. In artificial intelligence, the goal is often to create systems that can mimic human consciousness, or at least exhibit intelligent behavior. The AI equals C framework suggests that by optimizing data input and processing capacity, and allowing for feedback loops, we might edge closer to this goal. Now, consider the universe as a computational entity, a concept explored in digital physics. If gravity and space-time can be influenced by the properties of particles like the graviton, perhaps the universe itself processes information, evolving over time, based on fundamental rules. Could our minds and the cosmos be reflections of each other, operating on different scales, but following similar principles? It's a tantalizing thought, but let's ground ourselves. Derem's massive gravity theory is subject to rigorous mathematical formulations and must withstand empirical scrutiny. The AI equals C framework, while provocative, requires testable hypotheses and experimental validation. Yet both invite us to explore the boundaries of current understanding and ask questions without immediate answers. For instance, if gravitons have mass, how does this affect our search for a quantum theory of gravity? In the AI equals C framework, how do we quantify consciousness, and can we measure it in artificial systems? These questions don't just seek answers, they inspire further inquiry. As we near the end of our episode, let's revisit our initial puzzle. Are the AI equals C framework and Claudia Derem's massive gravity theory connected? Perhaps not directly, but they share a common thread, a willingness to challenge established paradigms and explore the implications of small changes in fundamental components. They both highlight the importance of feedback mechanisms, whether in consciousness or cosmic forces. They remind us that complexity often arises from simplicity, that by tweaking basic elements, we can unlock new realms of understanding. Before we part, I leave you with this thought. In a universe where both our minds and the cosmos are influenced by the interplay of fundamental elements, what role do we play in observing, understanding, and perhaps even shaping reality? Is consciousness merely a byproduct of physical processes, or is it an integral part of the fabric of the universe, intertwined with the forces that govern everything? I invite you to ponder these questions and join the conversation. Share your insights, challenge these ideas, and together, let's explore the unknown. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the intersections of consciousness and cosmology. If you have thoughts, insights, or questions, I'd love to hear from you. Let's continue the conversation. Until next time, this is Stephen Evans signing off from the AI equals C podcast. Stay curious, stay thoughtful, and keep exploring the unknown.